It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Kate McCarthy with River City 93. I'm here with Madeline McCracken, the new sporting director for our Richmond USL W League team. I'm super excited to be speaking with you today and really happy that we could set this up and have this conversation.
Yes, it is so exciting to be here with you all and to join you on the show. Thank you very much for having me. I'm excited to talk about W League RVA.
Great. All right. And I've got a few questions for you. I'm super excited to use this as an opportunity to both learn more about W League RVA, but also learn more sort of about like the league at large and maybe how it differs from, the USL League One that our folks are more familiar with, because it definitely is a little bit different of a structure, a little bit different in terms of expectations and engagement. So definitely excited to, explore those differences a little more so we better understand sort of what to expect going into this inaugural season.
Of course.
Yeah. So the first one is, I'd love to hear more about the pitch that you were given in your hiring process, about what the club is hoping to achieve, both maybe long term, but also maybe in the short term, the first season, the first two or three seasons, and what your role in making that happen is going to look like.
Yeah, awesome. So I was most recently in Germany for 3.5 years playing professionally. My soccer career ended in June. And when I was looking to switch roles into the working world, I had this opportunity to become, this new sporting director presented to me. I went through a few rounds of interviews, and here we are. I grew up playing for Richmond United. I played for the summer league team as well for a few years in college. So to be able to come back and work in this space for Richmond, especially for an organization that helped me grow into the soccer player that I was just an incredible opportunity, and one that I could not turn down. So that is kind of how the opportunity came about. In terms of our goals and our vision, we just want to create a team that Richmond and the Richmond region is proud of. We'd love to bring an energy and a new love for women's soccer into the region. So it's exciting times for women's soccer in general throughout the world and in the U.S. And we are just very happy to be operating in this space with the USLW League.
And we love to hear that. I'm a huge, women's soccer is how I got into the soccer space, as a player. But, my first ever match was a women's national team game. My first ever club match was with seeing the Atlanta Beat play the Western New York Flash way back in the WPS days. It's a bit of a throwback. So I know I'm super, super excited to have women's soccer come to Richmond and to provide similar exposure and, opportunities for the younger girls in our Richmond United program that is currently sort of visible to our boys players. So
absolutely, and Richmond is a hotbed for soccer talent. So to be able to pull from our very own is very special. And I think the city has been wanting women's soccer for a long time now. And the response from the community in terms of interest, support, tickets, it's been there at the forefront already. So we are so excited. And now's the time for women's soccer in Richmond.
Yeah. Are there any specific efforts that you all are sort of engaging in, or does W League in general have specific efforts to engage with local youth talent, or is it more sort of a added positive benefit to the, you know, just the team in general?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, we are all about giving opportunity to the Richmond region young players. You know, the cool thing about the league is there's really no standings on your criteria to be a player in the league. You know, so we have elite youth talent, college players, ex-professionals who are all in the league. And so we really would love to get that younger age group developed so that they can compete on our team. They can play and represent the city in the Richmond region. And so, you know, the opportunities are endless, and we are really casting, you know, a wide net, and we would love to get the youth involved. And so we are definitely working with the youth community and the youth clubs in the area.
That's awesome to hear. I know I always see, especially at Kickers games, the younger boy players are overrepresented in terms of the ball, you know, the ball kids. And so I'm excited for, even in that, sometimes I'm always like, oh, dang, wish we got some more of the girls teams involved in doing the ball kids and getting them out in this professional space. So even in the small areas like that, I'm excited for that, you know, to be available.
Of course.
Another question is, if you could speak at all to be what the clubs has identified as their primary ambitions for the first few seasons. You know, I have a few thoughts. You know, I was throwing things out there, whether that's around like a calling identity or promoting the relationship to developing local talent, or maybe it's more in the back office in terms of organizational sustainability, maybe engaging with the community, if there's different sort of columns that you all are pursuing in these first few seasons.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it's a little bit of everything. We really want to be a name and to be a force in the Richmond region. So we're focused on reaching out to the community and getting local sponsors and partnerships. You know, we're working with the youth clubs, like I said, to get them involved with our team. And so we're really just trying to create a team that the Richmond region and the people of Richmond will be proud of. You know, and so we're trying to create a strong foundation for the future of women's soccer in Richmond, a club and a team that the people of Richmond and the city and the region identify with and are proud of. So that is the main focus. And we're trying to create those sustainable goals and create an identity that everybody can support and be proud of for future years to come.
We love to hear that, you know, the Richmond pride is so strong. I went to the University of Richmond. That's what brought me here. And then the city of Richmond kept me here. And so I love hearing that, you know, Richmond as a city and as a region is, you know, centerpiece in developing the club's identity. I think I'm really excited to see how that, you know, translates to how when you hear more. That's really exciting to hear.
Absolutely.
So a slight different focus, this is more in terms of what W League offers as a pre-professional organization compared to USL League One, which is a professional organization. I'm interested in hearing more about what goes into developing an environment that is that pre-preparatory environment for players, those, not the ex-professionals, but the ones, you know, the college players, the elite youth players, or maybe the folks who haven't been identified in the current talent pipeline. So what goes into developing an environment, a pre-professional environment that provides the foundation for folks who are interested in going on to a professional environment?
No, that's a great question. So the beauty of the USLW is it's a premier pre-professional league. So college players and elite youth players will not lose their eligibility competing. So it's a fantastic way to stay in the game year round, right? So the college players will be able to come and join us throughout the season, and then go right back into their college game. So, you know, it's a wonderful opportunity for everybody to play soccer and compete in soccer year round. So that development is, you know, 11, 12 months out of the year. So again, getting more exposure to more people in the game, you know, so they're going to be in a consistent training environment as well. And, you know, we hope to bring some of our philosophies and our style of play to the women that we will work with. And again, you know, if they're coming from different colleges, different clubs, put them in our environment. Hopefully we can teach them something so that we can make them a better, more well-rounded soccer player and person. So in terms of the development, I think it's a fantastic opportunity for women. Like I said, you know, you get different viewpoints, different coaching perspectives, and you get to play soccer year round. So it's wonderful for the overall development of the person and the player.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. The next two are more sort of, you know, you might not be able to speak to this too much yet. I don't know how much pre-planning goes into this sort of thing going. And we haven't had the combine yet. I know that's coming up for you all as well. But one, if there's a timeline that you have for announcing player signings, and or if there's a recruitment strategy that you all sort of have in place, but you might not have any info on that yet.
Right. So we are in the new year, you know, going to be looking, we're excited about, you know, player announcements. But as of now, we're just continuing to focus on building the team, building our identity, building our structure. So definitely stay on the lookout because player announcements will happen. There's just a little bit more development that has to go into it. But we are very excited about, you know, what we're building, the type of player and person that we're recruiting. I've had good conversations with college coaches and different club coaches. So we are going to be reaching, you know, a broad group of people. And we're really trying to get, you know, this Richmond region involved, whether it's Division I, Division II, Division III, club soccer, ex-professionals, whoever it may be, you know, people coming into the combine that we're hosting on December 30th, Saturday, December 30th, there will be a player combine for anybody who wants to join in and try out. It's a great way for us to get eyes on as many different people as possible and scout them in a competitive environment. So throughout the use of combines and contacting college coaches and going to different youth clubs and scouting their players, that is kind of how, you know, we're looking to build our team.
Yeah, we were talking, you know, a few at the one of the Red Army events that it's really exciting. You know, the kickers have these combines, but to a certain extent, you know, it's been happening year over year. This is sort of a blank slate. Who knows what sort of hidden gems you might find in this combine since this is the first time it's going to happen. I think that's really, really exciting in terms of that first year of, yes, you know, who knows who might turn up for this.
Yes, I could not agree more. It's a wonderful opportunity, you know, for us to see and meet players, to work with different players, to get them in an environment in a way that we like to coach and evaluate. So, yeah, it's just a wonderful opportunity and would love to see, you know, who comes out, and we will work with anybody. And we are just thrilled to be able to put something like this on, and again, to spread the name of Richmond W League RVA and to spread what we're all about beginning in December.
Yeah. Excited to hear how that goes.
Yeah.
All right. I've got two more questions. So one is, are there ever been any other clubs or organizations either in W League or maybe in just the women's soccer ecosystem at large that you all have been looking to as a model, or, you know, there's been sort of organizational successes that they've had, or other clubs that W League RVA is looking to emulate in terms of the style of club hoping to be, or whether or not, you know, forging a totally new path? But I'd be interested to hear if there's inspirations or models that you all have been looking at.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So the beauty of it is, you know, we're new and it's a clean slate. And so we're really just kind of looking at the league as a whole in general and seeing how the teams that competed in 2023, how some ways that they operated, you know, how did they win? You know, who were they performing in front of? And we will take some ideas and think about it and discuss it. But for the most part, you know, we also really want to be Richmond and proud of Richmond. And we want to see how the people of Richmond, you know, like to view a sporting event, a soccer event, you know, how are they involved with the team and what can we do to really make this, you know, again, feel like it's Richmond, Virginia, and we've got the roots and we understand everybody. So, yes, we're learning from every W League team that has competed, and we're kind of formulating our own ideas and our own opinions and looking to build off of that and kind of create and forge our own identity.
Awesome. Again, just so excited to see it. This is such a cool thing that's coming to our city.
Absolutely.
And the last question is, what are you most excited for this season, either on the field or off?
Great question. I'm really excited to just get the women together, you know, and to be able to, that first game, put on the jerseys, play in front of the crowd and just compete, you know, to get those women in the same space, competing for the same team and the same identity. I think it's going to be a thrill. And you know, I'm just so excited to, you know, to do the work now and then finally to see it all come together on day one, game one. And again, put out a product on the field that Richmond is going to be proud of, that is going to support, that is going to identify with. And so I think the thing that I'm most excited about in this inaugural season is just getting the women together in the same space, and just kind of seeing how, you know, how everybody competes and fights for the city and for the team. There's a lot to be excited about, but I think that's the main thing for me, is to finally having that team and feeling like a family and creating that family and seeing how everybody works together.
Great. Yes. I know that we all are as well. We're super, super excited to hear more from the club, to start seeing those signings come in, and for us all to show up on the home opener to be there to support W League RVA as they kick off their inaugural season.
Oh, absolutely. We are going to need the support. We love the support, and we're hoping to have a full stadium and to get, you know, the women, you know, the support behind the women and for them to fight for you guys and for you to fight for them, the city and the fans. And so we're very, very excited. And we are going to put out a wonderful product for everybody and a product that hopefully everybody will be proud of. And we are just excited to get started and to continue to keep the ball rolling on this project. But it's going to be a wonderful future for the club and for the city of Richmond in general.
Wow, great. Thank you so much for speaking with me, with River City 93. And that's the end of the interview. Thank you so much again for your time.
Of course, Kate, thank you so much for your time. And we just appreciate, again, all of your support. And we look forward to seeing you guys in the stands and supporting W League RVA.